Hello, Peter.
Good morning, Darren.
Congratulations on your appointment. So let me get this clear. You're the new chief representative for Cradle Coast Authority, right?
That's correct. So generally that role is filled by one of the nine mayors that are on the Cradle Coast Authority. And yes, I was elected to that role last week, so really pleased. Looking forward to what we can achieve in the next 2 years.
Yeah. So what's the first thing you'd like to achieve? You must have something front of mind.
Well, the first thing, and as I said, when I was nominated, before I was confirmed, I don't want to spend 2 years putting out fires that we ourselves in local government start. You know, I want to have a collaborative relationship with all the mayors and councillors along the northwest. And so any time we spend putting out what I call internal fires is just wasted. It's energy that I need to expend and we need to expend on doing good things for our community, getting the benefits of collaboration and, as I say, delivering for the region without having to worry about any infighting, for want of a better term.
So it's more about attitude rather than perhaps one big project you've got in mind.
Oh, no. Look, I think I've got thoughts along, and I know the Cradle Coast Authority have articulated plans for the future around economic development, around natural resource management and the likes. And of course, we'll be trying to work through those priorities and determining what the priorities should be for the federal election and so forth and so on. But it's really about how we go about that, you know, how we have those mature debates, how we put the region first rather than a particular council or community. And because I honestly believe that if we put the region first, then our communities and our cities will benefit as a result of that. So, as I say, I really want to, I guess, promote and encourage that buy into regionalism and ensuring that we get the best outcomes for the broader community, not just our individual councils and communities.
The Mersey Hospital. So that is due to reopen 24/7, the emergency department, end of this month.
That's right. Really, really looking forward to that. But that news, that announcement was terrific. And to the minister's credit, she was up at the hospital telling the staff first and explaining about what they've been able to achieve. And it's really important that the staff get that news first and that they understand the changes and the support that the minister's trying to provide, because the staff up there are incredible and they need that certainty and that understanding. So full marks to the minister.
Yeah, well, just provides a little bit of certainty going into Christmas for the whole community, not just of Latrobe, but for the entire northwest coast, well, certainly this eastern part of it, but also mainly for the workers there.
Absolutely. And look, to see that in that announcement there were three permanent staff members being appointed. There were a number of long-term locums who we hope to convince to stay here permanently. I'm really seriously hoping that when the locums come and they do stay longer term, that they get a sense of what it's like to work in our community, to see how they're valued as health professionals. And maybe that might be just the thing to tip them over to coming here on a permanent basis. I really hope so.
Yeah, well, that's good news. On to council stuff. Well, we're coming into Christmas, and unfortunately you've had to cancel a few things. Had to cancel the Henley for Australia Day.
Yeah, the Henley committee, made up of reps of Lions and Rotary Clubs, have really explored every option possible to host that event again. It is an iconic event, as you're well aware. But after exhausting all avenues, they've just decided that it's impossible to do it safely, and they've had to take that decision, as hard as it was. But they are determined to come back bigger and better in 2022, so really looking forward to that, but also trying to work through what we might do on Australia Day in a smaller way to mark that occasion, but also maybe to include some citizenship ceremonies and the like. So we'll work through that between now and the new year, and we'll make an announcement about that at a later date.
And the Christmas things, unfortunately, they've had to fall by the wayside as well, but it's completely understandable.
It is. Yeah. Here in the Trove, there's a real effort underway to encourage the businesses in particular to, I guess, decorate their windows and with Christmas themes and the like. And I'd love to see the town turned into, or our communities turned into, real Christmas-themed. I think we can make Christmas really special this year. It'll be different. We can make it different. I'm just going to find ways in which to do that that make it special as well. So hopefully people will get involved. Hopefully people will be innovative and really see what we can do to make Christmas, as I say, special and unique, particularly after the year we've all had.
Indeed. Well said. Thanks for returning my call. If I don't, hopefully I'll see you before Christmas.
Mate, I hope so too. I'll be exploring any opportunities there are to catch up with you and the team there. So we'll see how that unfolds.
And good luck in that new role with the Cradle Coast Authority.
I really appreciate that, mate. Thank you.